Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Rogers Show. On this journey, I will serve as your tour guide. Thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. You know, each week when we come together, we always take time to anchor ourselves in positive energy and affirmative reading. Our reading for today: each night as we lay down to sleep, we are dead to this physical world. Each morning, we are awakened to a new life. We have received another opportunity to live. We have been given another chance. Newness is like being born again or experiencing a rebirth. Today is the best opportunity that you will have to live life anew. I am rebirthed into the full expression of unconditional love. So for this next week coming up, each day, just say the affirmation: today, I experience a rebirth of epic proportions. Each week as we come together, we honor our ancestors, all of those who have gone on before us. Silently, we call out their names as we pay tribute to them with absolute love, respect, and honor. Today, I honor all ancestors with sincere gratitude appreciation. I am also adding two new ancestors today, Gertrude Perry and Jeanette Thompson. We pause and we remember they are our way showers, our truth. Thank you, ancestors. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. The mission of Life, Love, Wellness is the uplifting of ourselves, where we truly love ourselves and we be genuinely involved in our holistic wellness. So our topic today is human excellence, the road to wellness. What are we missing? Listen to Imam William Safir and hear his unique approach as he who loves a sinner, and many other thought-provoking questions to stimulate our understanding of our powers and or limitations of being a human. You have never heard this message before, so give your attention and ears to this dialogue. Audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard with complete acceptance and no judgment. Call in on 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me you want to speak on air. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, The Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
So today, I'm traveling with my nephew, trusting God and trusting the universe to lead me and us where we're to go. Don't know what the destination is, but I'm feeling this awesome, awesome, awesome energy that says today is the day for healing, for positive affirmations and confirmations to come forth. So as I ride, I'm like, do I really want to share what's deep in my heart? And God whispers in my ear and say, yes, Sandy, it's time for you to be real. To be real with yourself and to be real with those that hear the real you. So there I go. All right. Look here, nephew. This is what I got going on in my life. And so we make this drive to this most incredible, incredible display of God's handiwork. Just wondrous. It stopped me in my tracks. I couldn't even talk anymore. So I let the energy just fill me up. I took a break. A pause.
I got to get away.
I took a break. A pause.
I got to get away.
Just fill me up. I took a break. A pause.
I got to get away.
I took a break. A pause. That I had to continue talking, to continue describing what was inside of me. For I felt that my nephew already knew, and he was waiting for me to verbalize it out into the universe. And then it happened. The moment where I was able to say all that I needed to say, I pause. And I breathe in, I soak in all this absolutely beautiful energy. I took a break. A pause.
I got to get away.
I took a break. A pause.
I got to get away.
I took a break. Of the universe come in and flood, just soak up the environment, the atmosphere. I took a break, a pause.
I got to get away.
I took a break. Moment. It was at that precise second the healing occurred, and there we were, eye to eye with each other at the deepest level possible. Pure, pure truth. I took a break, a pause.
Thank you. That was I Took a Break, recorded by me, just a little something-something, under the musical direction of my nephew, Anthony A.K. King. He was such a wonderful director, producer in that, and I had so much fun in his studio, but that's called I Took a Break. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819 and press 1 to signal you want to speak on the air with us. You know, every week we come and we share as much information as we can on various topics. You're really, really in for a treat tonight with my brother, my older brother, Imam William Safir, and he's going to be with us in just a moment.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
Staying healthy in America. So So here's a couple of tips that we can use on staying healthy. One, fasting. So we can begin with one day a month and build up your stamina. You can do a water diet, extremely healthy, and it gives your digestive system an opportunity to rest and rejuvenate. I've recently done a couple of watermelon fasts where I eat the flesh of the watermelon one day, and then I grind up the everything, the flesh, the rind, the white part. Very filling, very nutritious, and very healthy for you. You can also do colon cleanses. I know this is something that we don't talk a lot about, but it's a natural function of our bodies. You can have a professional colonics performed. You can learn how to do home enemas. You can use a product like LKS or others that are on the market. There's a lot of products out there. An enema, though, it proves to be very cleansing, and you know exactly what you're putting into your body. It takes a little practice to get it right, but it is so, so healthy and so worth it. Thank you. This is Love, Life, Wellness. You know, it's interchangeable. This is the Sandy Rogers Show. Today is Human Excellence, the Road to Wellness. What are we missing? We'll be listening to Imam William Safir as we hear his unique approach as he asks us, who loves a sinner? What a question. Who loves a sinner? He's going to ask other thought-provoking questions that will stimulate our understanding of our powers and or our limitations of being a human. You have never heard this message before, so give your attention and ears to his dialogue. Now, William is actually on the road, but he's been gracious enough to still be a guest tonight, and I want to share something with you before we get into his part of this whole discussion. And this was something that was shared with me, and it goes as, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. And you know, we get to know more and more every day how much we are not told and how much have been hidden from us. I just think that that is so on point for us. So let me introduce to you my brother, William Safir. Born and raised in Watts, California, he has been a force to be reckoned with ever since 1962. That's 53 years. That's a long time, you guys. He's never afraid of anyone. Anyone that stood in his way, just he learned how to move around them, so no one ever stopped him. He went up against politicians. He went up against the leaders in the community and whatever, but nothing ever stopped him. He even wrote a published paper for UCLA as a teenager. He's currently been dubbed with the title of Doc Watson. He'll explain that to us a little bit later by some outstanding business professionals. A powerful and talented speaker to diverse crowds internationally, he has traveled the world. William will stimulate our minds, asking and answering many thought-provoking questions to motivate our understanding and to broaden our viewpoint on life. You have never heard a message like this. So we want to make sure that we're prepared to hear William. There may be some noise in the background. If there is, bear with us. He'll step out to his car if he needs to, but he had to make arrangements in order to be on the call with us tonight. William is a number one best-selling author in multiple categories on Amazon.com, selling well over 1,000 books in a single weekend with the debut of Natural Healing, Prayer, Food, and Energy Healing as Natural Remedies. Live pain-free without surgery or medication. He has an intense desire for you to experience excellent health. At 67 years young, William is experiencing excellent health himself, having overcome debilitating arthritis and the very uncomfortable and painful chronic conditions of allergies and back problems. Back problems to the point where he could not stand for extended periods of time. He has avoided the more serious health problems that have plagued his family members for decades by taking preventive steps. Welcome to the show, William Saphir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sandy. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Good, good, good. I hope I'm coming through clearly. I'm actually in a McDonald's restaurant, and I'm grateful that we have a spot. It's kind of quiet back here in this corner, so I hope and pray that we're in an environment that will allow us to be a clear vessel for whatever is coming forth from the source, you know, whatever's coming forth from the Creator. And we like to say at the beginning of any presentation that at best any of us can be is just that, a clear vessel. If you're speaking with a clear voice that speaks to the urgent matters for humanity, for human beings, for any individual human being, and if you're able to speak to their core, to their soul, to the depths of their being where change takes place, where healing takes place, where meaningfulness really takes root, if you're able to do that, then you are... You're a vehicle yourself. You're being a vessel, a vehicle, a means of truth coming through from the Creator. So I take no claim to being exceptional from any other human being other than just allowing myself to be a clear vessel for truth. And we all, any of us and all of us can do that. So I've always identified with the common run of people. Not that I want to act like the common run, because the common run has been manipulated, has been misled, and the majority of people around the world, not just in the United States, not just in the African-American community, not just in the hood or in the ghetto, as we used to call it, but this is a problem around throughout the whole planet. The majority of people have been misguided and misled, and the evidence is right here, Sandy. 3% or less than 3% of the world's population are rich or wealthy. The 97%, the vast majority of people, are either poor or becoming poor. Some are considered middle class and have other labels, but more and more and at a faster and faster pace, we have a whole society of extremely rich, of the 3%, the 97%. So that's a clear indication that the majority of human beings have been misguided, misled, because there's a common thought that's been growing among some of the thinkers in the world, and that is that each one of us was in fact born rich, born wealthy, born in the sea of abundance. And furthermore, if you really understand, you are right now standing or sitting, whatever your posture is, in a sea of abundance right now. So whatever your bank account looks like, whatever your external conditions might look like, right now you are in fact wealthy, rich. You're just not in touch with it. And I know that's something that sounds
that happens, that people are not in touch with their prosperity, with their abundance?
There's a disconnect that has been perpetrated from almost the beginning of the human experience. And it's been incorporated into institutions throughout the world, religious institutions, educational institutions, social institutions, cultural institutions, even through the institution of family, even. We have had misinformation that has been passed along by most times in the early stages by some otherwise very serious and well-intended people. But lies, outright lies, misconceptions have been perpetrated upon the common person or upon the common lot, unfortunately by a few people that want to dominate the majority for their own ends. And there's conspiracy talk, and you know the conversation goes on. But if you just think for a minute, you know, why just 3% are wealthy or rich, and a large majority of people throughout the world are 97% are poor, or fastly becoming a part of the poor. So, you know, just with a little thinking, with a little reflection, it doesn't take much to understand. But it's miseducation. That is, in fact, the problem.
Yeah.
So we had talked briefly going into this about spirituality and the origins of human life and how that all plays a part in the excellence and the road to wellness. Can you expand on that for us, please?
Yes. You know, the human being, that's one of the lies. We've been led to believe that speak of ourself, our individual self, that we're talking about my flesh body. You know, when I talk about William, I'm not talking about William's intellect. I'm not talking about William's spirit. I'm not talking about William's character, William's personality, William's social relationships. I'm not talking about William's consciousness. When I say William, William himself here, I'm talking about the body, the flesh body, most times. This is how we've been conditioned, to think of ourselves in terms of being a flesh body. That's me, you know. And when you ask about a person, you just think the first picture that comes to your mind is their flesh body. There's no picture of the invisible part of the person, which is really the larger part of the person. You know, your intellect is much larger than your body. Your spirit much larger than your body. Even your relationships are much bigger than your physical body. Your consciousness much bigger than your physical body. So the self has been misrepresented, and that's the first one of the first big lies that been perpetrated upon us.
And that's in the formation of the religions are fed to us, or the original conditioning of our origin.
You know, if you really want to permanently get control of a whole population of people, or if you want to get control of one person, you have to speak directly to their essence, to their core. And that core would be the human soul, the human spirit. So if I want to control you, I'll bypass your consciousness, I'll bypass your mind, I'll bypass your intellect, and I'll go straight to your spiritual nature. And those who choose to manipulate society for their own purposes, for their own need, for their own greed, they know this. They have studied the human being. They know the human being, and they have misused Scripture. They've studied Scripture. They studied the divine revelation that was given to us so that we could keep our lives on track and in order. Time permitting, we will talk about that a little bit later. But that was the purpose of Scripture, of divine revelation, to help us keep our lives in order. Unfortunately, through the translations, through the forming of the formal institutions of all of the major religions, they have been misused by a very small group of people. And while there's been a lot of benefit, and I'm not denying that, a lot of benefit from religious institutions throughout the time, probably more benefit to humanity than any other institution we've had. But at the same time, it has been the source of manipulation and the feeding of thoughts that have set us up to undermine our own well-being. It might be uncomfortable for some, and I've studied most of the religions. For years I've had numerous conversations with people of all denominations. I've traveled abroad on peace missions, discussing the problems in the religious community. So I'm well aware with the problems that exist, and I've done years and years and years of reflecting and looking into the problem. And the common thread that runs between all the religious teachings, not so much in the purity of the Scripture, because it's not there in its pure form, but in the interpretations and in the presentations in the institutions that all of us have received, the human being is treated as a creature that is his own worst enemy. And a human being is treated as a creature that from the very origin of his creation, he was designed to disobey not only the laws of God, but the laws of the creation itself, the laws of the universe, and to defy that, and to do everything in his or her power to go against it. And the concept is usually described as a human being born in sin, and hence the question, who likes the sinner? The sinner don't even like the sinner. The sinner doesn't
You're
like
exactly
sin.
Right. Yeah. And you know that whole concept of being conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin, that doesn't give us very much hope, for our future.
It gives us no hope
or
whatsoever.
Any type of. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a quick break and. We're going to come back, William, and get some additional information from you. We're really appreciating your thoughts and a new way, a different way to look at this whole thing, as you say, as it's been spoon-fed to us, given to us, and not necessarily the truth of the matter, but, in a way where those 3% stay in control all the time. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get more into this conversation. Hold on.
Hey,
fabulous, the fabulous impression, singing We're a Winner, which goes along with our theme tonight. We're talking about human excellence. Hello and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Thank you for showing up tonight and being a part of this event. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Our topic today, again, is human excellence, the road to wellness. What are we missing? And our esteemed speaker is Imam William Safir. And we have two callers that I'm going to bring on and entertain their questions or comments, and then we'll get right back to the discussion with you.
Great.
Our first caller is area code 651226. Will you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or question, please? Caller 651226, will you give us your name and where you're calling from? All right, well, moving right along, we have a second caller at area code 678-595. Will you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment, please? Caller 678-595. Okay, well, maybe they hit the one by mistake. So let's get back to our conversation, William. We were talking about the spirituality and the religious part of that. When you talk of human excellence, would you give us your definition of what you mean by human excellence? And is it, you know, just like one area? Is it just the spiritual part of our lives? When you talk of wellness, is that just one particular area, or what do you see when you see human excellence?
Okay, that's a very far-reaching question. You know, when I first entertained that question in preparation for just kind of steering some thought and steering my soul to a point where we had this conversation this evening, I raised that question, you know, just what is human excellence? And I started off and by the time I finished 16 pages later talking about and this was just one liners mostly, you know, but they're talking about human excellence. So it covers the whole human experience, actually. It covers the whole human life. You know, almost any aspect of human activity, human feeling, human expression, human interaction, there's this presence of this thing that we can identify as human excellence. It's the being the best or the purest of who you are and what you are at any point doing anything. You know, whether the doing is something that's very active and physical and outward, or whether it's something inner, you know, feeling, reflecting, meditating, prayer, just using your mind, exercising your mind and thinking of things that you can do, using your imagination. Human excellence is you being at your best, acting at your best, feeling at your best, just being the way you were. And you don't have to exert yourself to do that. You can exert yourself, but you can just relax, get in a deep state of relaxation. You just be still. If you really want to see your human excellence rise, that's the best posture you can get in. You know, it's to get into a deep state of relaxation, and you will. For some of us, it can be scary. Some of us, you know, we've been so conditioned with noise and confusion, and thinking of ourselves in unnatural ways, till we can't sit still. It bothers us to get into a quiet environment, but that's when your human excellence really rises. So it's the being the best of who you are. It's the uncluttered self, the unconfused self, the clear self. I could go on and on and on. It's you're doing the best that you can do in any activity. It's treating yourself or other people the best you possibly can. It's feeling good, you know, when about yourself. It's feeling good about your situation. It's feeling good about your environment. It's feeling good about how you treat yourself and other people. Human excellence covers the spectrum. It covers the waterfront. It covers the whole human experience.
I think when you make it sound so simple, or you simplify it so that it appears that it's attainable by just some very simple steps that we can take, and for that, you know, we can strive for it. So many of the self-improvement type of courses, you know, there's always a lot of different things that you have to learn and apply before you see any reward. But from what you just said, of learning how to sit in meditation or sit in quietness is a way to reach your human excellence. I think that's really a wonderful, wonderful point that you made.
It's the best way. It's not the only way, but I think it's the best way. We all have a direct connection, and I hesitated for a moment on purpose. We all have a direct connection with our Creator. However you picture that, however, whatever name you give to that power, that entity, that force, we all have a very direct connection to the source of all things, the Creator of all things. And we're always being guided. We had guidance when we were created, when we were born, when we came into this world. We had guidance in the very depths of our being, in our soul. The problem is that we've been made to disregard that, to ignore that, to not listen to that. We haven't been trained or conditioned to trust our own selves and to trust our very essence and our core. But the Creator's voice, God's voice, is always loud and clear, speaking to us, in our own human voice, in our own the human understanding. So that's not something that's complicated or difficult on us or for us. It's real easy. It's real. It's easier to be yourself than to be the things that we're always trying to be. You know, the world tells us, you know, actually when you were a little kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and you start thinking, you know, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a doctor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be an artist, and on and on and on. You know, I want to be a mommy. I want to be a daddy, and you know, and all these things. You know, I want to be a genius. You know, I want to go to college, and then, you know, all the things I want to be and do. But we're never given an idea about the highest idea, the best idea, the idea of human excellence, which says that the best thing that you can ever be is yourself. The greatest thing that you can ever be is yourself. The easiest thing that you can ever be is yourself.
Right. Excellent, yeah. Excellent. You know, I was in a health food store, a herbal shop, actually, on yesterday. And so the man was asking the owner about some herbs that he could take for high blood pressure. And he went on to say that he had never had high blood pressure before, but he was very nervous about this doctor's appointment. And so he told the doctor, when the doctor took it, you know, and said, oh, you've got high blood pressure, I got to put you on medication. So he told the doctor that he was nervous because of the doctor's appointment, but the doctor didn't take that into account or consideration and just wrote him up a prescription. And so he was saying that every time he reached for the bottle of pills, his insides would just shudder, you know, and he would just like have like a mini kind of fit or something. And I was explaining to him, I said, that's your body that is always intelligent telling you that those pills are not for you. you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to add that on in case people are not really understanding, like, what is this that, you know, saying that God is speaking to me. You may not hear the words. Most times we do, but you may not hear the words, but your body reacts to different things that you're involved in.
Yeah, you know, it's like an urge, a nudge. Often, it's just knowing what you know, and you usually have all of us will have been in circumstances where we say, I know I shouldn't have done that. Something told me not to turn that way. Something told me not to do that. You know, so we have these encounters. You know, with self, with the pure self, directing us, guiding us, but we haven't slowed down enough to listen to it, learn to listen to it, and learn to trust it, and we think it's some other voice other than ourselves, but no, it's you could say it's God's voice, but it's the nature that God put in us. So it's myself talking to you, but it's my best self, my original self, my true self, which of course comes straight from the Creator, straight from God, who is pure. And so I have
right.
So that's the excellence we're talking about. You know, the completed self. I don't have to learn something to be my own beautiful self. I don't have to learn something to be my best. I don't have to learn something to act in excellence, to think in excellence, to be my best. You know, all I have to do is just relax, submit, surrender, all of those terms, beautiful terms, you know. I can just be quiet and just be, you know, just be, just allow yourself to rise up, and it always wants to express itself.
Right.
Your soul, your core. It's always wanting to come out, but it's been so covered up with so much crap, so much dung, so much garbage. You know, so many lies, and
right.
Until it struggles to come through clearly, but it's always there. It's always there working for us. We just have to train ourselves, recondition ourselves to listen to it, to respect it, to trust it, to allow it to work for us. And
that takes a lot of time. Yeah,
it does. It does.
It could take.
I've been working on this. Go ahead. I've been working on this, as you indicated when you made the introduction. I've been working on this problem, this human problem that we all have. I'm not unique. I do feel a uniqueness in being blessed at such a young age to begin to come into this awareness as a youngster, like a young teenager, 12, 13 years old, somewhere around there. I got real bothered by the state that I saw my people in Watts, out in California. You know, we had this notion and feeling that we were the lowest of the low on the whole planet. You know, there wasn't a lower place on the planet than Watts, California, out there in Los Angeles. And I felt that very strongly because, as you recall, Sandy, not only did we live in Watts, but we lived in what was considered the worst part of Watts.
True.
Half a block from my house was this neighborhood, this commercial neighborhood called The Front. It was commercial, but all the commerce revolved around drug, prostitution, gambling, alcohol, and self-destruction.
Right.
And so it the burden on me pressured me into thinking about, you know, about this being something that's not, that wasn't right. You know, that wasn't natural. That wasn't normal. That no human being, no human people, no human ethnic group, no human family, no human individual should be exposed to those kind of conditions day in and day out. And so that started the ball rolling. And I'm still working on, I might be working on my own consciousness and my own growth. Maybe the day that I leave this existence and transition to the next existence, I might be working on it up until that point. I don't know.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we want to talk about the emotional part or the emotional self, and why do you say that this is the big one, if we could touch on that. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back with our guest speaker, Imam William Safir, who's talking about human excellence, the road to wellness. Who loves the sinner? Thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. If you would like to call in with a question or a comment, you may do so at 516-531-9819 and press 1 to alert me that you want to speak on the air. So we're discussing today human excellence, the road to wellness. What are we missing and who loves a sinner? With our speaker tonight, Brother Imam William Safir, who has been talking to us about spirituality, the physical manifestations of the lies, what we can do, the simple things that we could do to turn that around, the prayer and meditation and just simply changing our thought patterns about our power. And so there was one aspect, William, that you had mentioned in a conversation with me earlier about the emotional aspect or the emotional self of this human being that we are. And you said that, well, that's the big one. Can you explain to us why you say that that's the big one?
Yes. There was a production some time back called The Secret. And if any of the audience have not had an opportunity to avail themselves of that, I strongly suggest it. You probably can find it online. Probably can Google The Secret and take some time to look at it. At the end of The Secret, the writer or the author, the producer of that program, she took a stick, I believe it was, and she was at the beach, and she just wrote in the sand the word "feel good," and then she took the stick and threw it up in the air. The show was about the law of attraction, and one of the universal laws that pretty much says that we are, everything that's happening in our life by some means we have attracted it into our life. But she ended the whole program with the phrase "feel good." That's the one thing that we all want. We all want to feel good, and we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel good about our position in life. We want to feel good about physically. We want to feel good about our relationships with each other. We want to feel good about relationships in our family, with our neighbors, We want to feel good about relationships in our ethnic group. We want to feel good about whatever we identify with. We all want to feel good. And the critical word in that expression is feel. We are feeling creatures. That's what separates us from other creatures in this universe, probably more than anything else, is our ability to feel the thing that's called emotion. It can be our worst enemy, but it can also serve as our best friend. This is a big problem with men, or with boys, or with males, and especially in the West, but in the West and in the East as well, but especially in the West. This whole notion that to be a strong man, you can't show emotion. And women have also incorporated the same problem. But if you have healthy emotion, it will lead to good relationships. It will lead to a healthy body. It will lead to a healthy and even a wealthy lifestyle. You know, emotions are big and huge. I have a grandson, and he may be listening to the show tonight. But he's a very strong, he's a very powerful human being. He's only 5 years old. He's six. A month from now, as a matter of fact. He's learning right now that he's very emotional, and I want to be very careful and my relationship with him to let him know that there's nothing wrong. He gets when he wants something real bad, he'll start whining. Sometimes he'll start crying about it, things not going his way, and he gets wrapped up in the situation emotionally very quick. That's one of the strongest things we have going for that desire to do what we want and get what we want can make us outwardly rich. We can take our inward abundance and wealth and see it expressed on the outside if we treat it properly. So
right.
Our emotional is powerful. It's powerful. We just have to learn. That's what I'm trying to teach my grandson. Have to learn how to make it work for us rather than against us. Learn how to control it, and recognize it as a strength, not as a problem or a weakness, but something that,
right.
that we just learn to work for us. I hope that
excellent
helps.
Point. We've got two. It does. Excellent answer. We've got two callers. So I want to bring the first caller on. Area code 940-535. Would you give us your name and where you're calling from and your statement or question, please?
Thank you. My name is Eve, and I'm calling from Texas. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm super enjoying the show. And I wanted to make a statement and get an answer from Safir. What's going on is that I do realize about excellence. Coming through the land, being little until today, the family didn't understand, me growing up, and, there's a lot of us in the family, and I was talked about because of my actions, the way I moved through the land. Making mistakes until today, and now I just love where I am now. Now, about the excellence, I found out that I had to go through what I went through to get here. But now, about the excellence, I love doing nothing but the best of the excellence to do. So I'm talked about again. But I'm on a better half of it because now I understand that with everything that we go through, all of us in the land, you're just going to be talked about. But there's a point in the land where I am now that I want to be on the more satisfying of the excellence, the more body relieving of joy of the excellence, and that's where I am now, and it feels really good. And back to we don't know how to do it, my body has, and what a blessing, has begun to learn how to do it. And that is a lot of people run to me because of that. And a lot of people stand off and just watch it because they don't know what to do and they don't understand it. But I think we all are beautifully and got the excellence, just like you said, Brother Safir, but we don't know how to express it. And I do like what's happening to me now because all of me, all those different parts, whatever that is and how many in me, they all love excellence. What do you think, Brother Safir?
You know, just listening to you, Eve, you're on the right path. And by the right path, I mean you're on your path. And the more you honor that and respect that, the more you'll consciously grow in awareness of your own excellence and where you and where you are. And the more you will overlook the short-sightedness of people around you who don't understand where you are in your life, and you don't have to understand. You know, it's for you to understand. And as long as you are constantly growing and being the best you can be at any point in time, that's all that matters. And you are moving in your excellence, and as long as you do that, you'll continue growing. And most people won't won't bother to try to walk in your shoes. They can anyway, but they won't bother to even try to walk into your shoes and try to see things from your perspective. So don't worry about that. You know, you sound like you're on a very strong path, and whatever has happened up till now, it was needed for you to look further and deeper into yourself so that you can honor yourself even more. So I understand where you are right now.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Eve. Next, we have caller 404-707. Caller 404-707, would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or statement, please?
Hi, you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay,
yes,
my name is Tammy. Okay, my name is Tammy, and I'm calling from Winder, Georgia, and I do have a statement and a question. Hi. I do have a statement to make, and then the question would come, you know, behind that. The statement I want to make when you're talking about human excellence as a woman, I'm feeling like when you haven't identified who you really are, as a woman, then you can have excellence in life. And earlier you was talking about the story how the woman wrote in the sand, feel good. And my question is, when you have a healthy relationship with yourself, then you can have a spiritual healthy relationship, then is that a road to actually feeling good about who you are, you know, connecting with yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Connecting.
I hope I said that right.
Yes. I understand it. When you connect with yourself, when you truly, deeply connect with yourself, guess what? You connect with the Creator. You hear me? You connect with the Creator. Because when you, here recently, matter of fact, it was on Sandy's birthday, we actually, a very dear friend of ours, did a dolphin meditation with us. And the dolphin is a metaphor for God, for the Creator. And in this process, you will actually take a journey to the bottom of the ocean, and when you get there, you ask the dolphin questions. And again, the dolphin is a metaphor for God, so you are asking God a question, a very sincere and deep question, and during the process, then you come back up to the surface, and it was a very spiritual experience, and it really brought to my consciousness how true it is that when you yourself, when you allow yourself to get in a very quiet place, in a deep state of meditation or prayer or just deep thought, you know, and you will allow yourself to go to that point and listen. Now, if you really, if you go with a question, that question will be answered. I guarantee you. If you have that question about, you know, what should I do, who am I, where have I been, where am I, I don't care what the question is, how deep it is, it might seem, how troubling it might be for you, but mm-hmm. if you will allow yourself to go that deep, and if you need some help, then there are people that can help you get to that point where you can really relax. Some of us have a problem relaxing and being quiet. But when you get to that point, that answer will be there for you. And
okay.
that is getting in touch with yourself. And there's nothing greater that you can do for yourself than that.
Well, thank
does that
you.
Speak to you, to your question?
Yes, and thank you. Thank you so much. And I will share that with some of the ladies that, you know, I'm working with. And Sandy, you are a jewel. Thank you for your shows and what you do for the community. You know we love you.
Thank you, Tammy. We've got one more caller, and before we go into a summation of the show. So we have a caller on 702-409. Would you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your statement or question, please?
Yes, indeed. This is New Child calling in. How you doing, Auntie Sandy? I'm calling
hey,
in from
New
Atlanta,
Child.
Georgia.
All right, dude. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I just want to say one thing. First and foremost, you sound great, and Auntie Sandy, you look so alive. When I look at your pictures on Facebook, and I tell you, you look so alive. Stay that way, stay that way, stay that way. I'm so happy for you. I just wanted to say that first and foremost, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My statement is simply for me, I mean, I've been listening, and I got on a little late, but what I caught some jewels. And as far as human excellence, I think for a lot of people listening, sometimes they may get caught up in the word excellence and forget human. And human, you know, we're all subject to making mistakes. We're not perfect. Practice makes progress. And the fact of the matter is, I heard somebody say to me a while back, they said, you know, simplicity is genius. So, you know, if you look at certain people and you see how they're excelling in life and things that they may have accomplished, so on and so forth, a lot of people look at it and say, well, man, you know, that's hard to do, or, you know, how do I go about doing it? And it's just doing little things, little disciplines. You know, if it's somebody wanting to lose weight, you know, just make healthier choices every day. You know, do little things every single day that actually serve a positive purpose in your life, and you will see that over time, you know, you will see the results that you expect to get, or even exceed the results that you expect to get, but just by doing simple little things. And I can use myself as an example. When I made the decision while living in Las Vegas to be at the best health in my life, I just said, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes day by day. I'm not going to try to do anything outrageous, and I just started cutting out meat. I was running. I started running 3 miles. I went to 6 miles. I went to 9 miles, and I was running about nine and a half miles every 3 days. And, you know, I cut out certain foods, and then eventually I became vegan. And then the next thing you know, I felt better than I felt ever in my life. But it was a gradual process. There were small steps that I took. There were small decisions, small disciplines that I adopted, and certain things that I let go of in my life, people, places, and things. And over time, it happened over time that where I could see myself excelling and getting to that point where I felt like I was, you know, quote unquote, in that category of human excellence. And really, like the brother said, you know, being really one with the Creator, because I'm operating and I'm living the way I'm supposed to be living, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I hope that helps anybody that's listening. Just keep it simple. That's genius.
That's
you know,
the point.
You know,
that's the point. And thank you, New Child. Go ahead, William.
Yes, I just wanted to really appreciate, and Nushar, your comments, and you're right on it. Simplicity is the key. You know, each day, you know, I get up in the morning and I just raise the question, you know, to myself, how can I, to the Creator, but I'm asking that deep question within myself and waiting for the answer coming from within myself. And, you know, how can I serve? How can I serve? You know, and usually the answer is so simple. You know, do better at, you know, at treating your neighbor next door. You know, go out and pick up some trash. Go and hug your children or your wife. Or it's the simple things that seem simple, but they're so profound and so deep and so important. There's no simple thing that's unimportant. Everything in your life is important. So simplicity is the key. Is the key. Now, I do want to make a comment about you said something that we all say. I say it myself, and I have to catch myself often as I grow in my perception. Human beings can be perfect. We're perfect not as angels. We're not angels. We're perfect in our humanity. I hope you understand that. I heard Lisa Nichols say one time, that you want to learn to be perfect in your imperfection. Be perfect in your imperfection. What does that mean? It means that although I might slip, I might err, I might intend to do one thing and do something else, but human being, you have the power, even in that imperfection, to learn from that slip, that mistake, that error, and become more powerful than you were if you hadn't slipped or made a mistake or erred. So it just, everything works for you. Even the imperfection works for you. So that's the perfect part of your imperfection. So don't see yourself as, well, you know, I'm human, so that means that I can't. I'm human, so that means that I'm imperfect. No, stop that. We all need to stop that. You know, I have been designed as this wonderful, strong, perfect human being. You know, I'm perfectly human. I'm not an angel, but I'm perfectly human. There's nothing wrong with my creation. You know, my creation is designed just the way it was intended to be designed. So God didn't make a mistake when he made me human. God knew what he was doing. When God made the human being and lifted us up to be the crown of creation, it was no mistake. God knew what he was doing. And through our errors, through our slipping, through our making mistakes, it empowers us to step into our glory, to step into our job and our rule, to govern this creation, and to govern it according to the way it was designed by the Creator. But only the human being can do that. So we're perfect in our human excellence. Sandy, go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you, William. Thank you, New Child. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Eve. It has truly been an incredible session talking about human excellence, the road to wellness, and how do we get there, the simple steps, and people sharing in their journeys and what they've done. And so we give thanks for this day. William, would you let us know, please let the audience know how they may contact you in the future and any other comments that you may have at this point, please.
Oh, sure, yeah. The easiest way is to go on Google and Google search engine, enter my name, William Saphir. The last name is spelled S as in Sam, A-A-F as in Frank, I-R, William Saphir. It's two A's, one F, S-A-A-F-I-R. Just Google that, William Saphir, and when you, a lot will come up because we've been pretty busy. But I think the first entry is, it'll say, take you to my website. It's about William Saphir. Go to their website, and you learn a little bit more about what we're doing. And there's a guest book page. Click on that, and you can, any questions or responses, or if you want me to contact you, just give me your information there, and I'll be glad to contact you or speak to any questions or concerns you might have. But be sure to go to the guest book, sign in, and I'm on LinkedIn as well. I'm on Facebook, so if you want to friend me on Facebook, again, William Safir. So we'd love to keep the conversation going. I mean, that's my role, that's my purpose, to keep that conversation going about human Africa. The last thing, a point I would like to make, focusing on your human excellence, focusing on your perfection as this creature, as a human creature. If you focus on that, not only will it make you feel good emotionally and spiritually and even intellectually, but it will also improve your physical condition. If you know that you are this wonderful creature, designed perfectly in your design by the wonderful creator, and you have a big role. Each one of us has a great role to share with the rest of the humanity, with the rest of creation, and that I'm very important in the mix of things. I should take care of my human body, so I should be a particular about what I put in this human body, how I treat this human body, the rest I get, the food I eat, the water I drink. And the more you are conscious of your human excellence, the better you will be to yourself. The more you keep that out front of you and in back of you and on both sides of you, the more you will attend to your physical well-being and your health will take care of itself. The pounds will fall off, and the problems that have been plaguing your family for decades, like the same as happened in our family, those things will seem all of a sudden almost miraculously disappear from your body. Even stuff like cancers and chronic diseases, all that stuff you can overcome by focusing on your human excellence and acting it out.
Well, thank you, William, and I know this is not the last time that you'll be on the show. You guys, those that came on late, this is my big brother, William Safir, and he is such a joy to be around. He is always so concentrated on the goodness of the human and looking for ways and to overcome whatever limitations that we've put on ourselves. So I'm blessed to have him as my brother, and I really appreciate you taking the time, pulling off on the side of the road and joining in on this conversation. So I want to, as a last part of tonight's show, I do a daily inspirational message via my ministry, and if you're interested in getting this delivered directly to your email, you could go online. It's revsandy.wordpress.com. But I wanted to read the entire piece that I wrote on rebirth. Each night we lay down to sleep and are dead to this physical world. Each morning we awaken to a new life. We have received another opportunity to live. We have been given another chance. This newness is like being born again or experiencing a rebirth. What will you do with this brand new day? Can you recognize the beauty in it? Do you hear the sounds of life, or are you being totally entranced by loud, disturbing noises? Can you see the life in all living things, or are you blinded by limited vision? Today is the best opportunity that you will have to live life anew. You can experience a rebirth today if you so choose. I choose to live life as if it is brand new to me today, because it is new. In this new day, I celebrate who I am and who I have become. I am mastering myself to be the best person I can become and be. I am rebirthed into the full expression of unconditional love. I accept and receive others just as they are. My limited perception is not meant to be bestowed upon others who are doing their best to live a good life. What is good for someone may or may not be good for me to duplicate. The same is true vice versa. I honor each person as they appear on my path of life. I receive the bounty of rebirth in my talents and abilities. I trust I can do that which has been given to me to do. I am my best in learning new ideas and concepts. I demonstrate my willingness to learn from another. Yes, I do accept I do not know it all. I can and do learn from others, especially the babies. The babies are pure in thought and actions. My lessons come in all forms, through all things and all people. I am open to receiving the lessons others have come to teach me. My rebirth is genuine and carefully scripted. God molded the thought in me at my original birth and provides me with additional opportunities to get it right through my daily rebirthing. I accept full responsibility for utilizing my rebirth. To God be the glory and praise. Today, a rebirth of epic proportions. I am grateful. I am blessed. I am a child of the most gracious benefactor of life. Again, that's RevSandy.wordpress.com. So, you guys, this has been such a wonderful, wonderful day. I thank you for joining me on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We come here each week to talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, especially ourselves, and we are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. See you next week, and may you forever live in divine wellness. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you later.